and welcome to the Mark White Show. This is a special Andy Griffith Show edition of the Mark White Show, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. I seek to encourage, enlighten, and encourage and inspire people as we go through the show. I hope that this show is a very special show to you as well. I know the Andy Griffith Show has meant so much to so many people over the years. It's brought tears of joy. It's brought tears of laughter from all the great characters that we've had. Right now, I have on the line with me Abigail Linville, the Director of Collections and Exhibitions at Surrey Arts Council. Welcome to the program, Abigail.
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
Now, we're looking forward to Mayberry Days coming up, but of course, people have come to visit the Andy Griffith Museum for years now, and of course, Betty Lynn goes every third Friday, from what I understand, to sign autographs and meet with fans. If you would, tell us a little bit about what's going on there in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Okay, we are very busy at the moment preparing for Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days actually begins the last full week in September. So from September 24th to the 30th, we will have all types of activities, very family-friendly, kid-oriented, focused on remembering the Andy Griffith Show. So we have several cast members, individuals who starred on the show, as well as family members from individuals who starred on the show who are no longer with us, but their children come. So we have shows, we have concerts, we have comedy, we have pickle tosses and hay bale tosses and checkers and bake sales. And, of course, you can meet and greet with the celebrities and get autographs and photos taken and a whole host of activities that week.
Now, of course, Betty Lynn just turned 92 years old just a few weeks back, and she had a big birthday celebration. I know we talked about that, and of course, our characters, we're getting down to a few that are still around, so it's really a wonderful experience to get to visit with those individuals, and I know that you're close to Betty Lynn. Now, tell us about the turnout and the experience itself. How has it been in Mount Airy when Mayberry Days comes around?
It's very busy, and obviously it brings an economic boost to the community, which is an excellent thing. Our special guest we have coming from all over the country. We have Rodney Dillard and Maggie Peterson. Maggie played Charlene, and Rodney was one of her brothers. He has a concert, so we have Elvis, who, in case you didn't know, Andy actually performed with Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Elvis was supposedly going to be an opening act for Andy, and then the tables kind of switched a little bit, and the Colonel suggested that Andy might be the opening act and Elvis be the showstopper. So that's when he was younger, of course. So we do have an Elvis concert, which is well-attended, and of course, everybody likes Elvis. We have Clint Howard, who is Ron Howard's brother. Clint played Leon in the show, and so he's been with us for the past couple of years. We have Leroy Mack, who was on a couple of episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. He was a musician, and so he actually had a band, and he'll be playing kind of bluegrass and old-time music. Several other artists, Don Knotts' daughter, Karen Knotts, she performs. She's just kind of continuing with his comedy.
Right.
And she'll have two shows. So what I want to emphasize is family-friendly and opportunities for both adults and kids to participate and have fun. And what we like to say is just slow down and enjoy life, because in this fast-paced world, we tend to not do that. We get caught up, and sometimes you just need to take a breath, and Mayberry Days is a good time to do that.
And that's taking place September 24th through the 30th?
Through the 30th. Now, it does kick off officially on the 27th with a golf tournament,
okay. Which
is not like any other golf tournament. It is very fun. You have your special guest, and you might even have some on the holes to help you putt in. Then we have dinner and entertainment. Our entertainment for that evening will be Henry Cho, who is known as a clean, comedy, family-friendly comedian.
Right.
He's known around the U.S., so he will be with us. And then we have a big parade on Saturday, and special guests sign autographs and just greet fans, and you have a good time. You visit the museum. Of course, we do have the Andy Griffith Museum that focuses on the life and career of Andy Griffith, because he was born and raised here in Mount Airy.
Now, how did you get tied into this, Abigail, to be a part of Surrey Arts Council and the Andy Griffith Museum and all the activities that you're involved in today?
Okay, well, my background is in museum studies and historic preservation and museum administration, so that's kind of my path. Has been for about 25 years now, and so I worked for a historic site for years, and then about 2.5 years ago, I met Tanya Jones, who's the director of the Surrey Arts Council, and she was looking for someone to assist with the remodel and revamping of the exhibition of the Andy Griffith Museum. So that's what I came on board for.
Nice. And as far as people, if they can't make it to Mayberry Days, the 24th or the 30th, of course, there's things always going on there in Mount Airy. There's the community has really rallied around the Andy Griffith Show. Me and my wife back in 2009 took my nephew, and we enjoyed the different businesses that we were able to enjoy. The town has really, like I said, rallied around this idea of the Andy Griffith Show. Tell us a little bit about the community itself.
Okay, well, I would encourage any visitor, and if you didn't take it when you were here, you need to come back and do so. Take a squad car tour from Wally's service station, and they kind of take you to all the highlights. They'll take you to the historic sites that are associated with Andy. They take you to the granite quarry. We do have the largest open-faced granite quarry, which is pretty cool. They take you downtown. You'll see Snappy Lunch. Snappy was mentioned in one episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and it actually precedes the show. Andy went to it when he was a little boy. He would talk about going and his mom giving him enough money to buy a hot dog and a soda, and he'd go see a movie. But now they're known for their pork chop sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in the barber shop, I know that I got my hair cut in 2009 there at the barber shop. Bill's dad cut my hair, and of course he passed away since then. I think he passed away just a couple of years ago. But you know, a lot of people have really great memories that they build there in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and I did want to encourage people and talk to you about Mayberry Days and get some more information for people who might want to travel from the state of Alabama to North Carolina. If they haven't yet experienced Mount Airy, I would say go do it and give it a try. If they want more information, how would they go about that?
Okay. They can check us out on our website, which is www.surreyarts.org, or they can visit mayberrydays.org as well. It'll all lead you to the Surrey Arts Council, and you can also see all of our ongoing programs that we have throughout the year. We have concerts, we have a summer series, so we have lots of activities in our Andy Griffith Playhouse. We have plays going on, so it's an active community theater. So there's just lots to do, so we encourage you to come and visit us. Especially Betty Lynch, like you said earlier, she's here the third Friday of every month, providing she's feeling well, and that's usually all the time. She's here that third Friday, and she meets and greets fans and signs autographs.
Great, and speaking of Betty Lynch, she's coming up in the next segment. Abigail Linville, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
You have a great day. That's Abigail Linville, Director of Collections and Exhibitions with Surrey Arts Council, talking about Mount Airy, North Carolina, and Mayberry Days coming up September 24th through the 30th. If you want to go up there, make your trip. You can go back to this show and find out more information about how to get in touch, and you can go up there and enjoy a good time, family-friendly, as Abigail stated. When we come back, we're going to have a very special interview with Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show, so I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity. Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill. Israel.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Fall means pumpkins, and for all your pumpkin needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has jack-o'-lanterns and flat red stackable pumpkins available. J. Calvert Farm is a U-Pick farm on Friday and Saturday. So make your reservations today and get ready to take a group or your family for a special trip to the farm. With 30 varieties of pumpkins to be harvested, including gourds, there's more to come. So stay tuned. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Barney's going to be in the choir? My Barney?
That's right.
But Barney can't sing.
I know.
He's a warm, wonderful person, and I love him dearly, but he can't sing.
That's true.
He's kind, considerate, good-hearted, the most gentle person I've ever known, but he can't sing.
You're right.
He's the man I want to marry, the man I want to be the father of my children.
But he can't sing.
Not a lick.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White. And right now I have with me a very, very special guest from The Andy Griffith Show, Betty Lynn. She played Thelma Lou. Welcome to the program, Betty Lynn.
Oh, well, thanks, Mark. I'm really happy I can talk to you and to your listeners.
Oh, I know they're very excited. So from my listeners to you, welcome to the program. I know that they're very excited to hear your voice. And, of course, you played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, you bet. Well, I love doing that part. Of all the things I've done in my life, that's my favorite, I think.
You know, when we go back to your before Andy Griffith, when you were younger, who would you say was a special person who was a fan, a supporter, a loved one who was always there for you and supporting you?
Well, I would say my mother was a great supporter for me. She helped me a lot. She made clothes for me. And she helped me with singing. because my mother was a professional singer herself. She was an opera singer, but she helped me a great deal and played for me sometimes, and couldn't have been more help. She was just wonderful and good and kind to me.
So when you think about your mother's musical career, did that lead you into acting?
Yes, I think it did. I guess I must have loved it all anyway, but my mother being in the business, I guess naturally had something to do with it. I used to hear her. She had her own radio show locally when I was a little girl, and I'd sit and listen to her sing on the radio. It's called Memories, and she could play piano and organ and everything herself, but she sometimes had harpists accompany her and different ones, you know. So it was, I got to hear all of that as a child, and I guess I was interested in that and began to do things myself when I was 14. I started doing some radio shows locally, and then the first time I sang was in Cleveland, Ohio, on WHK there. I was 14 and happened to be visiting my aunt in Cleveland, and so she knew someone that had that program, and they said I could sing on it, so I did. I did a song, first time I ever sang on radio was there. I did radio when I was back home, just acting, not singing.
Right.
And, you know, so I did a little of everything. I danced all my life at the conservatory. I had a scholarship, luckily, because my family couldn't have afforded to send me, but I had a scholarship all the way through and assisted in dancing. When I was 16, I began to assist teaching, and so I really loved all of it. I only got a chance to appear once a year.
Well, it sounds like you certainly put in the work to get to where you were. How did you end up landing the part of Thelma Lou for the Andy Griffith Show?
Well, I don't know. I was called in by the casting director, and she had cast me in other things, and so she called me in to read for the director and the producer, and I did, and they said they'd like me to play the part. I had seen the show twice before and thought it was a wonderful show. I laughed so hard when I saw it. I didn't laugh in many shows, and that was a wonderful show. And I thought, oh, this is great. I was so thrilled to have a chance to be on it. But I was under contract to Disney at the time. I was doing X's John Slaughter series with Tom Tryon, playing his second wife in it. Mr. Disney had bought the true life of the first sheriff at Tombstone, Arizona. And so I was playing his second wife in it, and two little children that he, his wife, by his first marriage and everything. So anyway, but I told them I was under contract to Disney. Later, Disney dropped our series, and I was free to, but they never signed me up on the Griffith Show. They just called me when they needed me, sort of. But I was lucky that I got to be on it, and I loved doing it. I loved working with Andy and Don, and I loved Aunt B and little old B. And everybody on the show was so great.
Well, and of course, through the years, you've had great support from fans. I know that fans embrace Andy Griffith maybe more now so than when it was first running.
I guess they love it. People love that show. And for one thing, all ages can enjoy it. So that's what's so good. More generations come and see me.
Oh, absolutely. And just like us bringing our nephew at the time, he was just a kid, but he knew Andy Griffith's show, and we had been showing him shows when he met you. He knew who you were.
Right, the little ones do. It's amazing. They'll touch me, put their arms around me and hug me. They know Thelma Lou when they see him. I'm amazed that people still do, because I'm so much older now, of course. But they do recognize me somehow. But the little ones come, and they're so sweet when they're they give me a hug and look at me. They're really sweet. And I love seeing the children, and I love seeing people my age and in between.
Yes, and you're still so beautiful. And, you know, Thelma Lou was such a beautiful person as far as her character goes, and I know people embrace that, too.
Well, they really like Thelma Lou pretty. Love the show. That's really it. It isn't just me, for heaven's sakes. I know that. But I'm grateful that they all come. It's a beautiful museum that Tanya Jones, head of the Arts Council, I think to it, was put together. It is really a lovely tribute to Andy Griffith in his hometown of Mount Airy. And he drew so much from this town to put in that show. It's amazing. I see it more and more. I think, well, that's really Mayberry, if I ever saw it. You know, so much of it is. And it's a beautiful town in Mount Airy. So I hope people will come and see us and enjoy the museum. And come and to the lower part of the museum by the office is where I'll be on the third Friday of every month. And I greet all the people. And they said, God bless their hearts. I wish there was an easier way for them to come and see me. We had a revolving belt or something, but there's no way they have to stand there like that. But they're so sweet to do it, and they all say, oh, well, it's worth it. I hope it is. It is. They're so good to me. But anyway, it is beautiful, and the museum is wonderful, and they would really, I think, enjoy going through all that.
Well,
so I hope... see us and see what a pretty town he grew up in.
And you decided to call Mount Airy home. How long ago did you do that?
12 years ago. In January will be 12 years I've lived here. And I'm amazed myself. It's gone so fast. Of course, it didn't have the museum then, but they have built all of that in the meantime. And people do enjoy it. I know they come and see all the things in it and the things that relate to all of his life, not just the Andy Griffith Show, but everything he had done. He did so many things, movies and Broadway, everything. So there's a lot to see about Andy. And Don Knotts was so sweet, too. Everybody said, oh, he must have been so funny. Well, actually, he was a quiet man. He was not like Barney Fife at all. He was a great actor is what he was. But I love being with them and working with them and look forward to any time they called me. I was hoping that I get to go and be on it. And I was lucky that I could be because I had no contract. It was all just whenever they wrote me in. So I was really happy that I could do as often as I did.
How many episodes were you in, Betty Lynn?
Pardon?
How many episodes were you in?
Well, the fans say that I was in 26. I never kept track, but I believe they ought to know. They know the lines backward and forward better than I do. They know how many times I did the show and everything. Don said, oh, you did more than that. I said, no, they know what they're talking about better than we do. And it's true. The fans know more than all of us ever knew.
Well, speaking of fans, Mayberry Days will be right around the corner. Are you making plans to be at Mayberry Days this year?
Oh, yes, of course. And Clint Howard's coming, and Maggie Peterson, Van Cuso, and all of these people will be here. A lot of people from the show, and once that little boy that played with Ron Howard went as one of the little boys on it. And I never say his last name right, but that was close. But he's grown up, of course, like Ron is. But anyhow, you'll have to meet all these people. It'd be great fun to come the last weekend of September. And it's a great time, and people get to know each other. The fans get to make friends that sometimes they keep for years that they meet at these, you know? We have something in common.
Yes.
That's a great thing to do. So I hope people will come and see us and have a good time here in Mount Airy, or Mayberry, as some people think of it.
Well, speaking of
Mayberry, anyway.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Maggie Mancuso and Rodney Dillard, they're going to come up here in just a few minutes, and we're going to have a conversation with them as well. So,
right, Rodney and the whole Dillard, they will play and no doubt have a show of their own. They always seem to. And Karen Knox, Don Knox's daughter, has her own show. And there's different ones that will be here that be a surprise for everybody and wonderful for them. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. It's a great time for me because I get to see all those people I like so much and got to know later. A lot of them I didn't know when I did the show, because when Don left, I left too, and he went to do movies. But he was wonderful in the movies he did. And I know he really wanted to do that, and so he got the opportunity and took it. And it's a good thing he did, because he did some great shows, great movies.
Yes, he did, and a lot of people, they well-beloved movies that he was in. And I want to ask you a final question. How do you want people to remember you?
Oh, my gosh, I never thought of it. Well, I don't really expect them to remember me particularly. I mean, I'm not that important in people's lives, but, well, if they do, I hope they'll say a prayer for me.
Yes.
Just ask them to do that. That's all.
Well, and I want to thank you for what you've done for fans. You make them feel so warm and loved inside. I remember again how my family felt when we got to see you and put our arms around your neck. And you're such a lovely person, and I appreciate you being willing to do an interview with me today.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Well, I'm just grateful you wanted to do it. And begin, tell your family I send my love, and I'm so glad that I had a chance to meet them. Maybe you'll come back. Maybe you'll all make the trip again someday.
We will try to do that, and I appreciate you, and thank you to the Surrey folks over there that lined this up as well. And we want to make sure that we mention the museum and all the arts that are going on there in Mount Airy that people can enjoy.
That's right. Well, it's a wonderful place to visit. I hope everybody will come see us. And it would be nice. Something I'll look forward to.
Well, thank you again so much. You've been listening to Betty Lynn, played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show. She has been joining me this morning on The Mark White Show, The Andy Griffith Special. So we appreciate her joining us. When we come back, we're going to have Rodney Dillard, who played Rodney Darlin from the Darlin family. He'll be joining me. And also, later on, we'll have Maggie Peterson, who played Charlene Darlin. So I hope you'll stay with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Wrapping it smoothly.
Courageous Living Books is dedicated to exploring the number one bestseller of all time, the Bible. Our adult class curriculum is extensive and offers both topical and textual study guides that are easy to read. Their goal is to bring truth to life. Author Wilson Adams has a passion for writing, for turning the complex into the simple. Your study will be enriched and your spiritual walk will be enhanced. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com, coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606, Kenita Hall Realty.
You're listening to The Mark White Show, and this is Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show. I'm in Mount Airy, North Carolina. This is really like Mayberry. If you ever wanted to visit Mayberry, this is the town to come to.
And you've been listening to Rodney Dillard, who played Rodney Darlin on The Andy Griffith Show, part of the Darlin family, playing some music there. Of course, Rodney Dillard is a musician, and he played on The Andy Griffith Show. Welcome to the program, Rodney.
Thank you. I'm glad to be there.
I'm doing great, and I'm glad that you could join me this morning. And, of course, Mayberry Days is coming up just in just a couple of weeks. We'll be at Mayberry Days, and I know you're going to be there as well.
Yes, we are, and we have something special planned this year. I'm going to do a tribute to the other Darlin boys, and we're working on it now. It's a special occasion, and we're sure looking forward to it. We always have a lot of fun, and I always welcome a Mayberry audience. There's never been a Mayberry audience that had to be extricated from the building.
Well, I tell you, there are a lot of Mayberry supporters here in the state of Alabama. When I let people know that I was going to do a special Andy Griffith Show on the Mark White Show, they really came out in groves and let me know that they were excited about that. So guys like yourself who made the Andy Griffith Show what it is through your music, and of course, you didn't have much to say on the show, did you?
No, we certainly didn't, and I do appreciate all the people who enjoyed that show, because people who love that show have the same values, and that's what the comfort to me, to know that we have that strength here in this country. And no, we never did say anything on the show, because the first episode we did, I think, was going to be the only one that we did, but they had so many cards and letters on it, and they did not want to change because it worked. So they were afraid to experiment with, you know, having us speak, and it might just destroy the whole persona of it. So they kept it that way, and it worked for them, and it worked for us and Andy. And so the people who were in charge of that show certainly had foresight.
And tell us about your experience on the Andy Griffith Show. I know, how many episodes do you know that you were on?
You know what? I don't remember. I can't remember if it's six, including the movie.
Yes.
Or five, not including the movie. I may be missing it by one. But it was, I guess, because of the reruns, it appears that we've been on there hundreds of times.
Yes. Well, and when the Darling clan came down from the mountains, it was always a really special show. I really loved those episodes where the Darlings join in, and of course Charlene Darling and the family playing their instruments. And I love the music, and the music is really a big part of the soul of the Andy Griffith Show to me.
Well, I tell you, and I was just talking to Beverly, and when we did the Return to Mayberry movie, they brought back everyone that was very important, and I'm not being arrogant, but I just, you know, who was important to that show, and we were just very honored to be a part of that crew that came back and revisited Mayberry. And one of the reasons probably because that we were made what little impact we did is because Hollywood has always portrayed rural people as just, you know, not the sharpest knives in the drawer.
Right.
And that always bothered me because rural people and country folks, because I was raised on a farm that was settled by my family in 1865. And to try to portray people like that, you know, hillbillies, as they call them, and that's an interesting word, too, from where that came from. It was originally Hill Williams, but I because of King William's reign and when they moved to the Appalachians. But I digress. But the point of it is, Hollywood has always portrayed in television as hillbillies or rural people, you know, with the teeth blacked out and X's on a jug and
Right. Being
in the yard being lazy, which is not true at all. There's more integrity and honor and honesty among rural people than people would ever recognize. And I was glad to see that the Andy Griffith Show was working on changing that when they had us on. Of course, we didn't speak, but, you know, I've been to a lot of, I had a lot of uncles like that who didn't have much to say. You know, my mother always said the empty jug rattles the loudest.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you were going to do a special show during the Mayberry days about the other characters that were in the Darling family. If you would, tell us a little bit about the other guys in the group. I know we're going to have Maggie Peterson on in just a few minutes.
Yeah, well, we've lost, the last week we've lost one of the other remaining members of it. I'm the last man standing. So the folks want to get I'm on the last man standing tour, get me while you can.
Right.
But, yes, all the other, my brother, Dean, and Mitch, who were, you know, a part of the Darling family on that show, and then they went off to do their own careers and have their own successes. And I've just done what I've done. That's all I know how to do is make music and try to communicate with folks a little bit and keep it positive. And so that's what we did. We left people with a good feeling in our performances. And I continue that on. I hope that answers your question.
It sure does. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about Mayberry Days. I know it's been going on for a while now, and several characters will be there. And I know you're looking forward to that as well from September 24th to the 30th. And all the various activities. We had Abigail Linville join us just a little while ago, and she talked about all the different things that happen up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And, of course, we've talked about the community and how they rally around the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry Days.
Well, you know, it is. It's a great thing to see. And, of course, our show, for some reason, is going to be early in the morning and on that day at 11:30. And I hope that we can get a good turnout. We've always sold it out before. And I'm just hoping that, you know, that isn't too early before people have their pancakes.
What day is that, Rodney?
That's the 28th, I believe, at 11:30 at the Andy Griffith Theater.
Okay. Always a wonderful experience. I took my family in 2009, as I've mentioned earlier. We enjoyed getting to go to the Andy Griffith Museum and, of course, getting to meet Betty Lynn at that time. Andy Griffith's birthday was that day, so Betty Lynn made a special trip to the museum and signed autographs and gave kisses out, and we enjoyed that experience.
They are such a sweetheart, both Maggie and her. And all through the years, we've always enjoyed each other's company because you sit up and you talk after their show, or you sit up late and you talk. And they were just great people, and I always look forward to being with them. And I just want to comment on the Mount Airy thing, which is once a year. But what is happening all over the country is towns, and especially in the state of Alabama, get these Mayberry sort of events together. And the turnout has always been incredible. So it's spread, you know, it's all over the country, really.
Yes.
Where that happens in Alabama is one of the states, their towns really support that. And it's always fun to see that is very much alive and well. The show has never been off the air. And that's a tribute to a lot, because you know yourself that if it wasn't making money with advertising, it wouldn't be on there. And if it wasn't for the people watching the show and taking advantage of that, you know, it would be gone. But it's such a solid American icon that it'll be around for a long time.
You're absolutely right. And if it's not, I've got my box set and currently on Prime. We can watch it. I watched last night several episodes in season one. I always enjoy getting to kick back in the recliner and watch the Andy Griffith Show. And of course, it was before my time, but I feel like it's my time when I watch the people of Mayberry and the Andy Griffith Show. And of course, again, the Darlin family when they came down from the mountains. Always fun to watch.
Well, isn't it amazing that family values and values of that sort are ageless? They don't fade away. And thanks to the show and people who support it with like minds, it's comforting to know that it's happening in the United States. It's just a blessing to all of us to see those values stay with us.
I agree, Rodney, and I hope you have a great time during Mayberry Days coming up September 24th through the 30th and get to see a lot of your fans.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. And at my age, it's still a blessing and honor to know that we had a small part in the Andy Griffith Show, but it turned into a career and a chance to spread the good word.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Rodney.
Thank you for having me. Maybe we get down there. We get down there quite often. Maybe we can come by and visit you.
Hey, that would be great. I'd love that, Rodney.
So would I. Well, you keep up the good work and keep those people's knobs, hands off the knobs on the radio.
I will. All right, Rodney. You've been listening to Rodney Dillard, who played Rodney Darlin on the Andy Griffith Show, part of the Darlin family from the Andy Griffith Show, talking to me here. And, of course, Mayberry Days are coming up starting September 24th through the 30th, and Rodney will be playing a special concert to recognize the other guys from the Darlin family. When we come back, we're going to have Maggie Peterson joining me. Of course, Maggie played Charlene Darlin, part of the Darlin family, and she will be joining me, so I hope you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hey, Ken Gobble with CDI. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Mark White. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What are y'all doing out there lately at Commercial Drilling?
Man, we have been covered up since the weather got pretty. We're trying to get people some wells so that they can irrigate their gardens and their grass. We've been doing a lot of pump work and whatnot for the farmers in the area, getting ready to do some irrigation this year. We've been burning up the roads, making sure that everybody that needs water has water, and that we can help them with all their water needs, doing water purification, just everything we can do.
So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, the best way to do it is call the 256-679-8181.
Yes, that is my direct line. If you don't get me at 256-679-8181, you can call the office at 256-206-9450. Miss Anita runs the office there. She can take all the information, make sure that I get it. Or you can reach us on the web at www.commercialdrilling.com. Also on Facebook at commercialdrilling.com. And We'll do everything we can to help you out.
Outstanding. Now, at CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something, right?
That's right. We try to separate ourselves from the competition by going over and above to make sure that our customers are 100% satisfied with the products and service that we provide. And we not only want to be their go-to for all their water needs, we want to be friends and neighbors with everybody we work for.
Exactly. Well, Ken, you be safe out there, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right, take care.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motorhomes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motorhomes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorhomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Are you looking for a Bible study that will inform, encourage, and build your faith? Then the Courageous Living Book Study Series is for you. With studies for teens, college age, and adults, the Courageous Living Book Study Series is easy to read and understand. They will enhance a church's class curriculum or your own personal growth with God. Here's the bottom line. Your Bible studies will be deeply enriched. Explore the online bookstore at CourageousLivingBooks.com. Enter the coupon code RADIO for 10% off your first order. That's CourageousLivingBooks.com. Coupon code RADIO.
Courageous Living Books.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware. What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Fall means pumpkins, and for all your pumpkin needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has jack-o'-lanterns and flat red stackable pumpkins available. J. Calvert Farm is a U-Pick farm on Friday and Saturday. So make your reservations today and get ready to take a group or your family for a special trip to the farm. With 30 varieties of pumpkins to be harvested, including gourds, there's more to come. So stay tuned. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade.
And we are back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, a special Andy Griffith Show edition. And I want to play a little bit of a song that I really love from The Andy Griffith
Show. There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind we'll follow after. But there is love, and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young, and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
Well, I believe that's the prettiest thing I ever heard.
How'd you like that, Maggie?
Oh, that brings back such wonderful memories. That was so much fun, and that's such a beautiful song. It just sends tingles down my leg here.
Me too. I appreciate you, Maggie, and joining me this morning. And, of course, Maggie Peterson, who played Charlene Darlin of the Darlin family on the Andy Griffith Show. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to Mayberry Days.
Yes, and it's right around the corner. And, of course, I've talked to Betty Lynn this morning and Rodney Dillard this morning, and they all said say hello to you, and they're looking forward to seeing you at the end of September.
I tell you, it's like a family reunion. Fans come back year after year. We get to know the people so well. And then of course, Betty and Rodney are so great. We've been friends for many, many years.
How young were you when you were on the Andy Griffith Show?
Well, I was in my early 20s. I'll just say that, and then you can do the math.
Okay. Well, people loved the character of Charlene Darlin. She was so much fun and full of life, and, of course, she brought that to the show. Even in the few episodes that the Darlin family were a part of the show, it just made a difference of the Andy Griffith Show, in my opinion.
Well, isn't that nice of you to say? I thought they were outstanding episodes. The writers were so clever and everything. The thing was, my character, Charlene, they weren't sure how they were going to cast that. At first, they thought they were going to go with like a Daisy May sort of sexy kind of girl. And then they decided to go with a little mountain girl, so I got the part.
And you did it perfectly.
Well,
I can't think of a better person to play that part than you.
I had a lot of help. You know, Andy was so great and so kind. It was really my first experience, so he just was so helpful. In fact, everybody on the show was. That was the nicest set that you ever want to be on. Everybody was friendly, and Andy surrounded himself with a lot of people from the South, so he felt very comfortable. His makeup man was from North Carolina, and there was a lot of Southern people in the crew, and he felt very much at home. So it made it just like a really friendly set.
Well, tell us how you got to the point of being Charlene Darlin in the Andy Griffith Show.
Well, Andy and I had the same manager, Mr. Dick Link. And so Andy was handled by Dick Link, and I was singing with a group, and we were on the road. And we were in Scottsdale, and this part came up for this girl, and then they decided to go a different way than they had originally planned. So Aaron Rubin and Sheldon Leonard came to see me in Scottsdale, and then I got to fly over to Los Angeles, and I auditioned for the part, and that's how I got it.
Wow, and you know, that's an interesting story. Of course, you know, actors in that time period, Betty Lynn told me that she didn't even sign with the Andy Griffith Show. They just called her whenever they wanted her to show up.
I know, wasn't she wonderful?
Yes.
Oh, boy, what a great character, and what a lovely person she is. She's my favorite person. She's a lot of fun.
Well, and she takes so much time with the fans as well as you, and I know every third Friday, fans go to Mount Airy, North Carolina, and to the Andy Griffith Museum and wait for autographs and kisses on the cheeks. And I have my picture with my kiss on the cheek from Betty Lynn, and I love it.
Well, you know, she takes so much time with everybody. She doesn't hurry people through. She just is so kind and so sincere. She's a lovely human being, and I think it's really special that she does that. I would love to come and sign with her one of these Thursday or Friday. I guess it's Friday she does it, and come down and share in the fun one of these times. So we'll see if we can't set that up.
Well, and we're looking forward to Mayberry Days, and I hope that I would love to get to go up there myself. I know that a lot of fans from Alabama will be able to go up and see you. And, Maggie, I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking so forward to Mayberry Days and seeing all the folks, and they're all just like family. So, and if you come, you make sure that you say hello so I know who you are.
Oh, I absolutely sure will, and maybe my wife will let me make the trip up there. We'll find out soon enough.
I hope so. She's welcome, too. We just love
thank
to
you.
See you.
Maggie, you take care of yourself, and you have a safe trip out there to Mount Airy, North Carolina at the end of the month.
Thanks so much, Mark, for having me.
All right. And you've been listening to Maggie Peterson, who played Charlene Darlin on The Andy Griffith Show. And I hope you've enjoyed this Andy Griffith Show special. I really have. I'm a big fan of The Andy Griffith Show. And to get to talk to these characters, it's an amazing opportunity. So thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll tune in next week to The Mark White Show. I'm your host, Mark White.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.
What would you like to eat today? My suggestion is El Pollo Maniaco. Whether it's breakfast, hamburgers, tacos, enchiladas, fajitas, El Pollo Maniaco is the place. They have omelets, pancakes, French toast, and in Tanner, it's the perfect place to meet halfway. Whether you're going north or south, Highway 31 or I-65, get off at exit 347 and give them a try. My family loves it. El Pollo Maniaco, located 11980 U.S. Highway 31 South, Tanner, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-262-4931 or 256-262-4930.
El Pollo Maniaco.
Athens Bible School provides academic excellence through a strong college-bound curriculum for all students, offering high-level educational experiences with seniors having an average ACT of 24 and 36 semester hours of college credit. Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Athens Bible School competes in men and women's athletics as a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Join us for the first annual Rocking Ferret Huntsville Benefit Dinner at Huntsville Botanical Gardens on Thursday, September 27th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The event proceeds will benefit Girl Power to Cure and their battle against Rett Syndrome. Tables and seats are now available, and sponsorship opportunities are also available. Our dinner will honor the following girls and their families battling Rett Syndrome in the region: Blakely Goodman, Charlie and Olivia Foster, Tiana Vega, Jesse Watts, and Violet Munson. There will be a silent auction, live auction, and keynote speaker will be Susan Norwell. For more information, give Kevin Pierce a call at 256-468-1787 or email him at kevin@gp2c.org.
Girl Power to Cure.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Do you know what your timber is worth and how it should be harvested? Eric Martin, registered forester, can help. He's been buying and managing timberland for over 35 years. Call him at 205-527-6785 or check him out on the web at southerntimberresources.com.
Mr. Martin sure knows forestry.